Deirdre McCormack, committee member, won the community pool for West Wicklow, is with us on the line now. Good morning to you, Deirdre.
Good morning, Owen. How are you?
I'm good. The campaign is continuing for a permanent swimming pool in West Wicklow, preferably in the Blessington, Baltinglass area. Deirdre, tell us more.
Well, so we've been campaigning here for a swimming pool for the last 5 years, actually 5 years next month, and we're a voluntary community group, basically the Baltinglass Municipal District, which runs from Manor Kilbride all the way down to Carnew. There's no swimming pools there, public, private, nothing. So if we want to go swimming, if we want to bring our kids swimming, we have to head over to Naas or Talla. Some people are heading to Athy, Carlow, Kilkenny. So we're heading out of Wicklow, and anyone I think who lives in the Naas area knows how oversubscribed all the swimming pools are there. So we're just kind of adding to the problem by coming and trying to swim in Kay Leisure and different swimming pools over there. So we've been campaigning for the development of a swimming pool here. We're the only district in Wicklow without a swimming pool. And we had a brilliant meeting on Monday with the Chief Executive of Wicklow County Council. And she started off the meeting by saying, I recognise that swimming is a life skill and everyone should have the opportunity to learn how to swim. And that just really set the tone. It was a brilliant meeting. We've partnered over the last 5 years. We've partnered with national governing bodies like Water Safety Ireland and Swim Ireland. We brought a pop-up pool to Blessington for a 16-week period last September, and we had 600 children a week learning how to swim while it was here. And they were children that just wouldn't have had the opportunity to learn how to swim before. One of the biggest schools here, St Mary's, they said to us, we just haven't been able to bring the kids swimming. It's part of the curriculum, but we just can't get access to swimming pools. And they were able to bring most of their kids swimming, the whole of the senior school, so that's third class up to sixth class. They went and had the opportunity to learn how to swim while it was here, and then second class as well had the chance. So it's been very, very positive. There's been a lot going on in the last 5 years, but you know, we're a step closer to getting our permanent swimming pool here.
So that pop-up pool was September to December last year, and I remember seeing posts on social media about how much of a success it was, and that kind of gave you that platform then to push forward for a permanent pool. Whereabouts are you then in the campaign, and what are the steps going forward?
So the big step, the big question is always money and funding. So Wicklow County Council about 4 years ago put in an application for funding. So it's the Large Scale Sports and Infrastructure Fund is the fund that you go, the pot that you go for something like a swimming pool. And they applied for it back in 2019, and unfortunately they weren't successful. But we had the opportunity to meet with the Department of Sport, and they took the time, they went through the application with us, and they told us how we can make sure we get the strongest application possible in next time, and we're hoping that that funding stream will open in 2024. So we're working together, Wicklow County Council, Swim Ireland and the communities that are here are working together to get that really strong application in. And because we're working with Swim Ireland, you know, traditionally when you think about a swimming pool, I think everyone just imagines it's a hole in the ground and it's got tiles, and that's the real traditional way of doing a swimming pool. It's also really, really expensive. It costs a lot to run. It's not great for the environment. And obviously, these are things that we need to be thinking about now. So Swim Ireland actually just published their Pools Innovation Report, and it's looking at new forms of technology and new designs and ways of doing swimming pools that are more cost-effective, they're sustainable, and they're better for the environment, which is really, really important. So at the moment, we're just all working together. We've got a steering committee with representatives from the council, from Water Safety Ireland, from Swim Ireland, and from the community, and we're working together to just get that really strong funding application in.
Do you have a site or a location in mind?
So Wicklow County Council have identified they own approximately 30 acres of land down in Blessington beside the lake, kind of beside the Avon Burgage area. And some of that is already zoned for recreation. So they've kind of identified that as probably being the most ideal place for a swimming pool for West Wicklow.
Okay, good stuff. And as you say, money is always the issue, but I know Wicklow County Council at their April meeting said that they've included an allocation of €500,000 in their proposed capital investment for that pool in West Wicklow. So the campaign continues. Deirdre, you've a good committee there as well.
Yeah, we've a brilliant, strong committee. There's five of us. Myself, I'm the chairperson. Then we have Jane Nolan, who from Baltinglass, who's our secretary. We have two treasurers. We have Susan Roster and Marion McNally. And then we have David McKay, who is kind of does everything for us. Any heavy lifting or anything we need doing, or you know, if we need to run an idea past them, he's kind of our sounding board. So, yeah, it was great. But we've worked, as well as the five of us, we've worked with schools, businesses, community groups, sports clubs. Like, this is, we've been amazed. Our community has really, really come out and said, yes, this is something that's so important that we really, really need. And it's people with kids. It's also older members of our community, because they've never had the opportunity to learn how to swim. And there was actually a campaign here over 50 years ago to get a swimming pool. Unfortunately, it didn't work out. But those people that were children then or older now, they remember that. And they're saying, we never had the chance to swim. And a lot of them actually had the chance to swim when we had the pop-up pool here, which was just brilliant. They were delighted, and they really miss it. I think we all miss the swimming. And even my daughter, she's 7, she had the chance to learn how to swim. She did a 6-week swimming course when the pool was here. And when we went on holidays, she was just so much more confident in the water, and she actually enjoyed it. And I think that's what it is. It's all about. We want people to be confident and comfortable in the water, because swimming is just such a life skill. It's so important.
Absolutely. All right. On that note, Deirdre McCormack, chairperson of the committee, Community Pool for West Wicklow, thanks for joining us on the show. And there's also a message in to us, and